Okay, we're holding Simon. Ratio test. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel, page 270. Welcome to Writing Time. We'll repeat the Mechaber and Sif Gimel. See the Mishnah Berurah. Just one or two things from yesterday. So first, yesterday we discussed the Shaila. If you fly in an airplane, do you bench Goymo? Three Shitas. One Shita, and Barak Belza. The Belza roof goes like this. No Goymo flying on an airplane. I happen to think that's where Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskas also. It's not a Sakana. And Amela, you won't make Goymel. That is that. However, there's the opposite opinion, which is Ramosha. Ramosha said that the word of Yordei Hayam is not the sakana that the ship's going to sink. The word is that you are right now in a place that's not fit for human beings to live. You're only alive because of the ship, but you're etzim not in a place Roi La Adam. So therefore, you bench Goymel. So when in the airplane, also, you're in the ear, which is not a place for a person that a person can live. Not for the airplane, and therefore you would bench Goymel. Now, one thing on the middle Shita, which is how most people that I'm familiar with Hanoyeg, is that if you go in an airplane over an ocean, then you have a din like Yardei Hayam, then you would bench Goymel. If it's not over an ocean, then you would not. According to Ramosha, even a domestic flight, not over an ocean, you would bench Goymel. Fly from New York to Chicago, Newark to Chicago, you would bench Goymel according to Ramosha. However, according to the minig of most, and there are many places, I don't have the names off the top of my head, but many places like that, you would only bench Goymel if you cross over a yam. If you cross the yam, even for one day, but when you get there, you make the bracha. I actually was wondering, that's that.
Crossing the yam means crossing a yam, means going over a yam.
So it means going, this is what I want to discuss now. He's asking, the card, does it mean crossing the Atlantic? Or when you fly to Florida, you also go into the Atlantic and you fly over the ocean, you don't fly over the mainland. So is that called also Yardei Hayam? So I have a raya from here. So Shlomo Zalman also seems to pass on like Ramosha, but not Mitaimei. Shlomo Zalman seems to say anytime you fly in a plane, you bench Goymel. But not because of Ramosha's Svara, that because you're in the ear, that's automatically a mukim where a person's not fit to live. Rather, he holds it's Pasha the Sakana to fly on an airplane. I don't know if times have changed. Rav Shlomo Zalman says on the sea of Bimatus, you fly in an airplane, Mevarchana Goymel, Ki Atisa Yeshba Sakana. Flying in an airplane is Sakana. The meaning Levarech, Afim Le'ovrame Alayam. Rav Shlomo Zalman said you make a bracha even without an ocean. And he holds a different svara than Rav Moshe. His svara is because it's a Sakana. And based on that, in the bottom they bring down, my time up, Le'yenikale Le'rabbeinu Kalal Nesiyah Bimatus B'tes Yamim. From Eshkodesh Av to Tisha B'Av, Shlomo Zalman was not happy with people flying on airplanes. He held it was a sakana. He don't do a sakana during the 9 days. And he held it was a sakana to fly on an airplane. He wasn't happy. Ein la'adam li'hachnas atzmai, the suffix sakana, during these days. There was once a Talmud who needed to go to Chutz La'aretz, and he said he can wait till Eshkodesh because of bittul Torah. But be'etzim, he didn't want people flying during the 9 days. He said to come to Eretz Yisrael, that he was makel even on Tisha B'Av itself. Even just to visit. You don't plan on living there. Because every moment you're in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshba Maila, like it says in the Gemara, and Ksuva is called Mahalach Dal Amis Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Lo Yishu Benenam Haba, and Maila, he says, even though during the 9 days we don't go on an airplane, that's what he says, I'm sure there will be those that will argue, he says to fly to Eretz Yisrael, even on Tisha B'Av, because every moment you're there is a Maila, and he continues over here to be very unhappy with those who go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, for reasons that are not necessary, and he himself wasn't, I'm not sure if he didn't go, or he wasn't happy about going to his bar mitzvah of his grandson in Chutz La'aretz, because you're not supposed to leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. I'll come upon an interesting read over here. Yeah, so he says that the Chayre is a sakana, which is different than Ramosha. But over here he does say, someone's flying from Israel, from one part to the other part in Eretz Yisrael, they're talking you should make a bracha according to Rishon B'Zalman. Someone someone's swimming in the river or in the Kinneret, something happens, there are people to save you. You're samach liyishuv, masha'in kim anidin nidan. So Rishon B'Zalman says that when someone's swimming, or I would say even take out a boat, and you go in the Kinneret, you're not making brachas agaymel whenever you go fishing, right? The pshat is when you're near the makam yishuv, you're not really, even though you're on the water, but you're close enough that you could always be saved over here. So you won't make a bracha. So therefore, I would venture to say, but Lefi us, we make a bracha only when you cross the yam. Wanna know what's called crossing the yam? If you fly out over the Atlantic, is that called crossing the yam? I would venture to say, I don't know if I'm right, but I would venture to say that as long as you're close enough that you're near land, where if something goes wrong, you can always come back and land, you're not considered Yorde Hayam. Yorde Hayam means you're out in the middle of the yam, you're far from the mainland, and if something goes wrong, you're in trouble. But if you're close enough, you could glide back to the mainland, that would not be considered something to make a bracha on, even though you went over the Atlantic and came back. Right? I don't think it's that because you crossed it. You went into the ocean, Yorde Hayam. But if you went into the yam and you didn't go far enough to the point where it's considered like you're in the middle of nowhere, like when you look on the map, so when I go on the flight to Eretz Yisrael, what do you do the whole time? You watch a little airplane, right? And it goes zoomed in, zoomed out, zoomed in more. That's how it goes, right? Now it got more, it got better to go there, more different, how high you are exactly, the more things it got. So the Maisa, that's what you do on the plane the whole time, right? So when you only see blue on the screen, right? Then you went far, only blue and a little plane, right? At the dot, the line to how far you went. That is when you went far enough that you're now Yorde Hayam. But if you're still over the mainland, a little bit into the ocean, I would think that would not be called Yorde Hayam. Okay, another thing over here, interesting. It says like this, and this is the gift for today's halacha. So, Nosach Birchas HaGoymel Shel Lefaneinu. What's the Nosach Shegmalani Kol Toiv? Hashem, he was Goymel for me, all good. He said it's kosher, or some Zama said it's the hard lashon. Don't have everything yet. And he says, the Shah we discussed yesterday, if someone, he says it's similar to yesterday. He says someone falls off a roof. He's banged up. He makes Birkas HaGadmal. He's alive, right? He's not Kol Tov. He's banged up. So he seems to hold you would make a bracha on that, even though you're not really back to how you were before, but you always make a bracha. So why are we saying Kol Tov? He says, Nira Yosir, the Nusach, and Sidur Harav, and Sidur Taimon, you make Sheikh Malani Toiv. And the Olam answers, "Misha gmocha toiv, we gmocha kol tov sela." But he makes a bracha, "Sheikh Malani toiv." That's Rosh Hashanah's opinion, but that's not the minute. The minute we say, "Sheikh Malani kol toiv." So on the bottom over here, it says, "Mavarech u'maytzi achem idechay vasam." Someone making a bracha for someone else, he should say b'lashon rabim. He could make a lashon yachid, but the tzibur should answer, "Misha gmolchem toiv, we gmolchem kol tov sela." And the question arises, which is today's halacha, these days. Yeah, Bachrim coming back from Eretz Yisrael, all the Bachrim from all the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and especially if you have a minyan where the Olam has to get to work, and it can create a big Tircha D'Tzibura to have a line of 15 Bachrim waiting to say HaGoymel. Is it better to have all the 15 Bachrim waiting in line, and when you get back to Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of this month, you have hundreds of Bachrim waiting to bench Goymel, it could take a very long time. Is it better to have all the Bachrim bench Goymel one after the next, or make one guy bench Goymel, everyone say Amen, Nabi Yeshu, Shemei Kaina? What's better to do? And in general, we learned this in Rashi Gimel a few weeks ago. In general, we have a concept of Roi Ram Hajas Melech that one person should do it for everyone else. However, we came out Halacha Lamaisa and Rashi Gimel Siv Beis that since we're not Bekiyim and having the proper Kavanah to be Maitzia, to be Yaitza, everyone always makes their own brachas by Birchas Hananin and other similar brachas is the Birchas Hado over here. You would make your own bracha because we're not Bekiyim in having the proper Kavanahs. If that would be the case, so we would say, okay, so everyone should make their own bracha because they're not Bekiyin. However, Shlomo Zalman over here says, Hinhori Rabbeinu B'Yeshivas Kol Torah, Shebetchilas Hazman, Yivarech, one of the Tamidim that came from Chutz La'aretz makes a Birchas HaGoymel, and everyone else is Yaitzu with his bracha because of Roi Vam Hadras Melech. And he says, it's Roi that everyone should stand around the Bima, and that way one person make a bracha for everyone. And there is an element here of Tircha D'Tzibura to have everyone to make the bracha. However, the minhag, as far as I'm aware, is not like that. Everyone makes their own bracha, kach nagu, maybe because no one ever thought of it, but or because we're talking not bekiyin and having kavana. Although you can make an argument, and now we're all in shul and we're all focusing, and it's during davening, so we're all no one's busy with anything else, no phones in shul, etc. But still, lemaisa, the minhag is that everyone makes their own bracha by Birchas HaGoymel, kach nagu. That's the gate to today's halacha. We'll see if Gimel will finish Gimel, then we'll see Dalet and Hey together, which is this halacha. Zok the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Tzarech Levarech Bracha Zu B'fnei Asar in front of 10 people. One point before this, back to what I was just saying, you have a lot of people make HaGoymel. I always believed this was the halacha. I did see it brought down in Piskei Tshuvos to change some Svarim. I forgot who the Svarim were, but I always believed this to be true. That when someone gets the Aliyah, during Monday, Thursday, so the person gets Shlishi to Yisrael, if that person is making a Goymel, he benches Goymel before Kaddish. But anyone else making Goymel says it after Kaddish. is the person who got the aliyah, he, after he makes his bracha, Ashanotzal Teres Emes, he makes going right there on the spot, and then the Valkyrus is Kaddish. But someone who's walking up to the Torah, he's not part of the Olim, then he just needs to have 10 people on the minutes to do by the Torah, first say Kaddish, and then they say the Hagayimah. That's what I always thought the halacha was, and I'm pretty sure I was always correct. And I did see it again today in the Piskei Tshuvos, brought down, B'li Cholkim, that what should be done.
Is there anything to say by Sefer Torah? It's Bracha Hagayimah?
There isn't anything to say by the Sefer Torah. Over here in the Mechaber, we only see B'fnei Asar. We don't see Sefer Torah. It is definitely brought down somewhere to save it by Sefer Torah. I'm not sure if it'll be later in the Siman, or it's going to be, I'm going to have to find it from somewhere else where it's brought down, but it's definitely brought down somewhere. Zok the Mechaber Sefer Gimel Sarach Levarach Baruch Hazub B'fnei Asar. V'tshreim inayi Rabbanan, tu should be Rabbanan. Nechsev Rebbe Mu'um Mikal Am, u'b'moyshav zekein mihalalu, and that was yesterday's halacha, now today's. If a not shchich rabbanon, you still make the bracha. I think that's what that means. You do it. This is the first halacha. See, that's what always happens. Whenever you ask, someone asks, I say, I don't know. It's always the next halacha. So that's a skula. So the next halacha, this halacha says, you do it after kriyas atera. Then berach apakas masara. You made the bracha with less than 10. Yeshar mishayatza. You should make the bracha not in front of 10 people, make it again without Shema Malchus in front of 10. Zok the Mishnah Berurah on Ches. Yeshar Mishayotze, the Chol Iker Asara in El La Mitzvah. 10 people is the mitzvah. It's what's best. If you know you're not going to have 10 people, Yivarek B'lei Asara. If I am Mehilchus Ra'osh Akosu, the Yamten Ashleishim Yoyim. Wait for till 30 days. Wait till 30 days. We'll see later on in the siman al chatchil. You want to make the bracha within the first 3 days. You wait till 30 to get a minion. So you've got on test. We'll ask her. Shame malchus. You shouldn't suffer brachas lahakel. It could be you already yotze. You already made the bracha. Not in front of 10 people. So mamela, if you do have the opportunity to make it in front of 10, you would make it without shame malchus. Zok siv dalat. If someone else makes a bracha, he gave to you kol toiv, and you answer amen, you are yaitze, you are chiyuv. V'chein im amar baruch rachmona malka da alma di yahavach lon. Blessed is Hashem who gave you to us, and not to the dirt, he saved you. V'ana amen, also you're yaitze. V'ein da bracha levatalam in mavarech. It's not a bracha levatala, af bishaloy nizchayim a bracha zu. I'm making a bracha, I'm happy for you that you got saved, and you answer, amen, it's not a bracha levatala, because I'm happy to make this bracha. Cryptic words, what does that mean? We don't find such a thing ever where you're chayiv in something, and I can just make a bracha. So there is a concept of arvus, where if you're chayiv in a mitzvah, I could be mitzvah you with the mitzvah, but over here, where the Pirmu Gadon is Ma'ir, this over here is different than Arvus, and for some reason, which I'm not going to enter right now, for some reason over here it's like Be'etzim Shver. Like, how could I be? How could I make a bracha? And there are Muslim Avarni, no, it's not Shver, because since it's a bracha, I have the right to do it. We'll have to see this in the Mishnah Berurah and explain this over today and tomorrow. And Zak Sif Hey, read Sif Hey with it. In Berech is no Mishnah Berurah. And Sif Hey, in Berech Echad Agayim Ala Atzma Ibn Eschav La Hoytzi Es Chaveray Meshama Chaveray VeKiven Latzis Yatzah Afilu B'Lei Anias Amin Kiem Shem Mavorek Gam Kein Chayev Yatzah Acher B'Lei Anias Amin. If we're both Mechoyev and Agayim El, then it's classic case for both Mechoyev. I'm being made to you, and you answer. Even if you don't answer Amin, we learned already in Reisha Gimel that your Yatzah it works. Or Reisha Tezvah, I don't remember where it works. If you don't answer Amin, it works. If I'm not Mechoyev and I'm making a bracha for you, then you have to answer amen. If you don't answer amen, you're not yotze. Very interesting halacha. Comes from a Gemara in Brachos Tachnun Daled. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yehuda chalash, he was sick, the ispach got better. Olo gabei Rav Chanan bagad toa v'rabonon. Rav Chanan bagad toa and Rabbanan came. Amri lei b'rich rachmona diyahavach ni'alon v'yahavach la'afra. Blessed is Hashem who gave you to us and not to the dirt. Amr lehu patartun yasi miladui. You were patting me for making my birchas agaymo. I have Amr Abaye Boe Adu Yibape Asara. You need 10 people. The Havabe Asara, there were 10 people there. But you look, you look a Maida. But Rabbi Yehuda himself was not Maida yet. He didn't say Berkhaz Agaymo. Tariqa da Ani Basrayo Amen. He answered Amen. That's the Gemara. That's the Makar to this halacha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah for the details. And between today and tomorrow, we'll see how to apply this, and hopefully we'll get more into the sugya. What's pshat in this? Zok the Mishnah Berurah called Yudim Berech Acher. Minasasim haMachaber Mashmen Afilo Acher Sheinen Kareiva Yachal Lavarich Atevas Chaver. Some random guy from the street, he's not your karev, you can walk over and say, oh, you were the guy who was saved from that. Baruch Adah Hashem, I'm goyim lachim, nah, ha-goyim lachim, different lachim. For a bruch ha-chmona malka da'amad yahavach lon, or ha-shev gemolcha kol toiv. Kol shim ha-sameach was that, as long as I'm happy about it. V'ayim b'ralacha di b'ramaschal v'ein zeh, look at that b'ralacha, which is a very long one, which discusses halacha l'maisa, which we're going to see tomorrow, that this whole halacha is actually a little bit shver, and maybe only a Talmud or a son has the right to do this. That's a shita in the Rishonim. That's the Bi'alacha that Ma'arech about. Maybe only a Talmud or a son, or not a random person who's happy for you, would have the right to make the bracha of Hagayma for you. If you had in mind the whole time to be Yotze. So Zakh there, halacha, if you don't answer Amin, you're not Yotze. The kasha is, why not? Let's see if I did. You'd be Yotze. You can do this lechatchila, but dafke sheyesh hamasara ha'yileka asar bevade ein lechav and lifter atzma. If there are no 10 people there, don't have in mind to be yaitza. But the evidence shekiven and tzarach lavzos of varach taliyu leplup to this if gimel yivarach l'shem malchus. If you did have in mind, with no 10 people, it's taliyu what we said in tziv gimel. You know, you make a bracha again, but l'shem malchus. If gimel diyahavach lom v'shas agirsa diyahavach lom v'leil yahavach la'afra. Hashem gave you to us and not to the dirt. It's not a bracha levatala. The few that Yisharman holds less than 10 people, you're not yaitzah. So no one's being yaitzah over here. The mevarich was not mechayiv in the bracha. It's not considered a bracha levatala. He has the right to say this bracha. Only the person himself. So what's pshat in this? So we'll have to wait for tomorrow to go through exactly what's the pshat, and just to go over the question. Any time that you're mechuyev in something, we didn't arvus. I have the right to be mitzi. We have a halacha mishi yatsa mitzi. And someone who's already yatsa something, he can be mitzi others. We didn't arvus. So even though I was yatsa, let's say kiddush. I could be made to you with Kiddush if you were not yet Yaita because of the din of Arvus. If you're not Mechuyiv as much as I am, I'm not saying Mechuyiv Deraisa, and you're Derabana, maybe they're not. But if you're Mechuyiv as much as me, even though I was already Yaita, I could be made to you. And that's Pshat and Siv Hei. We're both Mechuyiv. We're both Mechuyiv. That's the usual halacha. Usual halacha is I can be made to you over here. And when I'm being made to you, if you don't say Amen, you're still Yaita. However, over here, it's not going to apply. The Prima Gadim is Ma'ir this, and Simon Rachel Gimel, over here, it's not going to apply the din of Arvus. It's really a little bit shver. I heard a shikul teret from Dov Halpern, and he was trying to say, I had a kasha on it, he bavarin the kasha, and didn't have fully his teret. He was trying to shell this too to the concept of the Abu Draham, and Moedin der Abonon. Moedin der Abonon, why do we have that everyone says Moedin der Abonon? Why can't we just hear the chazan say Moedin? Because to say thank you, I can't have someone else say thank you for me. You can say thank you yourself. Pasnis to say thank you. It's like he says more than that, like mitzvah shevah hufay. Right, I can't sit in the sukkah for you. Right, I'll say, you know what? I'll be made to you with yeshiva sukkah. I'll sit in the sukkah for you. You can't do that. Mitzvah shed the gufay. Mitzvah you have to do with your guf. You can't have someone else be made to you. I can't put on tefillin for you. I can make a bracha for you. I can be a shliach for you when we need to have a kinyan, like a kedusha, when you need the result. I can do the action if you need the result. But when we need the action itself, I can't do the action for you. That's the famous maybe a ksaisim. See, it was the famous avar about mitzvah shed the gufay. So maybe we can consider giving thanks like a mitzvah shebe gufa. No, it has to be done. It's the action of giving thanks that you have to do. So how can you have someone else say hagaymo for you? You can't say I'm your, there's a din arvos when it comes to saying hagaymo, which is an element of haidah in it. So maybe there's no din arvos over there. So if that's the case, there's no din arvos, well then the kasha gets more shef. So bichla, where does the halacha come from? If there's no din arvos, and you're mechuyiv, I'm not mechuyiv, how bichla can I make the bracha? Forget about the fact that you have to answer amen. How does my bracha work in the first place? So that's why it's not so pasha what's going on over here exactly. We'll be mamshich tomorrow, and we'll see. Because tomorrow is a lot to talk about. This, and we'll talk about tomorrow the minhag in Eretz Yerushalayim by the nashim that give birth to say hagaymol, and that minhag that people go, the wife and they leave the house, they go to a shul to hear a baruchu or a kedusha. We'll talk about machlekes between Ashkenaz and Svar tomorrow. Machlekes, Ashkenaz, and Svar. Everyone should have a wonderful night. We'll go back to tomorrow, and that's all.